The National Retail Federation says signs are great for small businesses this holiday season. It's the Business News headlines for Monday, the 9th day of December. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Today, things got political for Amazon. We've got another piece of bad news for the trucking industry. So are dollar stores killing Americans? Economist Paul Volcker has died, and we'll share who he was and his impact on the nation. We'll check on the markets, and we've got a Bitcoin story for you. Plus, Laura Kennard is in to chat it up about business events in the greater Des Moines metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that. All you have to do is go at Business News, and we should be right there. You can follow along with what the markets did and all of the stories that we have each and every day on Twitter and on our other social media channels. Yeah, we're on Instagram. Yeah, we're on Facebook. We got all that covered for you. So where are holiday shoppers spending their money this year? Well, according to the National Retail Federation, it's broken down like this. 56% of shoppers plan to shop online, with 92% of those folks planning to opt for free shipping options and 48% buying online and then picking up at the store. 53% will be shopping in stores. It's a pretty good number. And get this, 23% plan to shop at local small businesses. So there's a raft of people out there if you can get them. So let's take a look now at what is motivating shoppers to buy. Again, according to the National Retail Federation, among the vast majority of consumers, you gotta offer a deal. 70% say it's the main reason they choose to shop at a particular retailer. 56% say it's the quality of merchandise. And nearly 60% say that selection is critical and a convenient location is preferred by 44% of shoppers. So we got a lot of reasons that people will go to a particular retailer. But if you're a small business operator, you've got a couple of those things already locked in, right? I mean, convenience, right? Quality of merchandise, some different things that you've got. Well, let's get back into how can small business compete with the big box stores. Again, and we've said this for years, social media will play a huge part in the success of small business. In fact, small business saw a 62% increase in average social media messages received over the holidays compared to the rest of 2018. It's all part of being more proactive in gaining shoppers to get into your door. So you got to look beyond publishing just deals and gift idea options and engage by providing timely customer support on social, interacting with customers like answering questions or resolving issues with a product or service. All of this can help small businesses cultivate loyalty and encourage repeat purchasing behaviors. And remember, we've got lots of tips about how to conduct small business social media. You know, have a place to take pictures. Make sure that you let folks know that you have Wi-Fi. Go ahead and share those things on Instagram. It's all important. And I know you say you don't have enough time because you're a small business operator, but with that many people looking to engage, you got to make the time. So go to work. You know, everything seems to be political these days, and to help prove that point, this morning, Amazon accused President Donald Trump of exerting improper pressure and bias that led the Department of Defense to award a lucrative $10 billion cloud contract to rival Microsoft. In a complaint filed with the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, Amazon said Trump launched, quote, repeated public and behind-the-scenes attacks to steer the Pentagon cloud away from Amazon Web Services. The heavily redacted complaint said that Trump's motive was to harm his perceived political enemy, Jeff Bezos, who is the founder and CEO of Amazon.com and the owner of The Washington Post. Trump has long criticized Bezos and Amazon over low tax payments and accused The Washington Post of acting as a lobbyist for Bezos and Amazon and spreading fake news. Amazon called for a reevaluation of the proposal submitted to the Pentagon and a new award decision. According to sources, Celadon, a truckload company that grossed $1 billion as recently as 2015, will file for bankruptcy very soon. It's poised to be the largest truckload bankruptcy in history, and its drivers are already getting slammed. The bankruptcy has the potential to leave more than 3,200 truck drivers stranded and away from home. Sources told the Business Insider that Celadon truck drivers' fuel cards are already getting turned off, which means they'll be unable to get home without spending serious cash on gas or arranging their own transport by car, plane, or bus. An internal source confirmed to industry publication FreightWaves that the company may not be able to get drivers home on time and encouraged them to fill their tanks as soon as possible. 2019 has been a lousy year for truck drivers and their employers. In the first half of the year, about 640 trucking companies went bankrupt. Well, if you remember last week, we had a story about how rapidly Dollar General is expanding, having launched over 975 stores this year and another 1,000 in the pipeline for next year. According to company officials, the core customer of a dollar store makes roughly $40,000 a year, and they are intent on saving as much as possible, hence the lure of the dollar store. According to a recent CBS story, in many communities, the dollar store is a real asset, a convenient place to grab detergent, batteries, or in some small towns in urban areas, the dollar store is also the closest thing to a grocery store. And experts say that can be a problem. How so? Well, Barry Popkin is a professor of nutrition at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and he says dollar stores are killing Americans. Pretty bold statement, right? But how? Well, at a time when poor diets are linked to nearly 900 deaths a day in this country, Popkin says to look at what dollar stores sell. Rows and rows of sugary drinks, candies, and processed foods high in salt and fat. He says the foods carried by dollar stores increases consumers' risk of heart disease, mortality, cancer mortality, diabetes, and obesity. Paul A. Volcker, who helped shape American economic policy for more than six decades, most notably by leading the Federal Reserve's brute force campaign to subdue inflation in the late 1970s and early 80s, died yesterday in New York. He was 92. For those of you not familiar with Mr. Volcker, here's a short review of his work. As a Treasury Department official under Presidents John Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, and Richard Nixon, Mr. Volcker waged a long losing struggle to preserve the post-war international monetary system. As a senior Federal Reserve officer from 1975 to 1987, in addition to battling inflation, he sought to limit the easing of financial regulations and warned that the rapid growth of the federal debt threatened the nation's economic health. In his last official post as chairman of President Barack Obama's Economic Recovery Advisory Board, formed in response to the 2008 financial crisis, he persuaded lawmakers to impose new restrictions on big banks. It's a measure that is now, even today, known as the Volcker Rule. Well, Wall Street couldn't contain its big growth from Friday. That was the result, of course, of the jobs report. And today, the Dow closed down by more than 105 points at 27,909. So what happened? Now, the exuberance of the 266,000 jobs was replaced by fresh worry about the U.S.-China trade deal and the likelihood that a new round of tariffs will be placed on $156 billion worth of Chinese goods. And that is a move that economists say will have a direct impact on consumers. Trade-sensitive companies like Apple and Boeing and Caterpillar were all impacted today. The NASDAQ closed down 34 points to end the day at 86.21, and the S&P 500 was off by nearly 10 points to close at 31.35. And finally, a year ago, it was all the rage. Bitcoin. It was hot, and it seemed to be getting hotter. Well, that has all changed much in the past 11 months. Only 14% of the 18 million Bitcoins outstanding exchanged hands during the last week of November. Now, that's down from more than 50% about a year ago. The reason for the slowdown could be the sobering reality that creating new global monetary standards requires more than computer code. The majority of the cryptocurrency, by the way, is controlled by a relatively small group. About 8.5% of wallets hold 99% of all the Bitcoin in circulation. Hey, coming up next, Laura Kennard is with me to chat it up about business education, co-working, networking, and a bunch more. Get your calendar out. Laura is coming up next.